Good afternoon, Carmel. You are currently tuned to Side Stage here on 91.3. I am your host, JC Wolf. And it's been a while since you last heard from me. But don't worry, not much has changed. As usual, I have a new up-and-coming band for you guys, so make sure to stay tuned until 6 o'clock. But until then, this is Do I Wanna Know by the Arctic Monkeys, and you're listening to 91.3 WHJE. Have you got color in your cheek? You're listening to Side Stage here on 91.3. I am your host, JC, and as I mentioned earlier, I have a new up-and-coming band to share with you guys. This band is from Chicago, Illinois, and their genre is pop-punk. The said band calls themselves Sleep On It. I'm going to share with you a couple of their songs and play a couple of songs that remind me of them for you. This next one is called Unspoken by Sleep On It. Just a little over a month ago, Sleep On It released a new music video for this next song. It's called See You Around, and you're tuned to Side Stage here on 91.3 WHJE. Like most other bands in the world, Sleep On It takes influence from many other artists. Some of their influences include Balance and Composure, Queen, Taking Back Sunday, The Wonder Years, Fall Out Boy, and this next artist. This is Way Away by Yellow Card, and you're listening to Side Stage here on 91.3 WHJE. I think I'm breaking out. Just this past year, the band Sleep On It had found themselves a new lead vocalist to join their band. His name is Zach Plester, and the very first song that they ever wrote with Zach was Burning at Both Ends, and it is now playing here on 91.3 WHJE. If you listened to the show before, you'll know that the band Before the Streetlights, a band that I've featured here on Side Stage before, has opened for the well-known band Cute Is What We Aim For. But what you might not know is the band that I'm featuring today, Sleep On It, has also opened for this well-known band. This next song is The Curse of Curves by Cute Is What We Aim For.
I've got the gift of...
My favorite thing to learn about bands is how they came up with their name. And if you listen to the shows before, you've heard me talk about 7 Minutes in Heaven, how they got their influence from a Fall Out Boy song. So make sure to stay tuned after this song, and I'll tell you how Sleep On It came up with their name. This is Open by Rye.
I'm a fool for that sh-
Guitarist of the band Sleep On It, Jake Marquis, shares that it took the band months to come up with the perfect name. He also says that they would just play a game where they would come up with random phrases that they thought sounded cool, but none of them ever really seemed to click for them. Until one day, Jake came up with the name Sleep On It out of deliberation, and the whole band quickly realized that this was the perfect name for them. This next song is by Sleep On It, and it's called Let Me Go.
Let me go.
That last song was the Alley Capital Masquerade by Marina City. That name may sound familiar to you. They were the first band that I ever featured here on Side Stage. They were also the ones that introduced me to the band Sleep On It. I was introduced to Sleep On It when I went to Ohio to see Marina City perform. They were actually opening for Sleep On It. And since that show, Sleep On It has really come far from where they were when I first saw them. They actually just recently got signed to the same record label as this next band. This is Stupid For You by Waterparks. It is currently 5:59, which means Side Stage is almost over. Don't worry though, I'll be back next week, so make sure to tune in from 4:30 to 6 to 91.3. This is Teenage Dirtbag.
Her name is Noah.